Third Perek of Shviyas, Mishneh Yud, continue our halachas of clearing off the earth when your intention is not to plant over there, under what circumstances permitted and when not. Haboy negodah beinu veinu Rishus HaRabim, a person who's building a fence between himself and Rishus HaRabim. So the way one does it is he first cleans off the earth and smooths it out, and then he builds his fence on top of it. So the question is it permitted to smooth over the land before he starts building? Because do we say that that in itself looks like he's fixing up the land and smoothing it off for planting, and it'll be also Mishnah Marasai? So the Mishnah is saying if the fence is between him and Rishus HaRabim, then Mutar Lahamek Ad HaSolah, he's allowed to go down to ground level. Yeah. The Rambam says that if it's between him and his friend, then it is a problem, because then it looks more like an extension of his field. But here, that is clearly the borderline between a field and the Rishus HaRabim, and that in itself is an indication that he's doing this for fence purposes and not for planting purposes. Mayasaba, for now he's digging out the earth, or he's digging a hole in the ground because he wants to put in the foundation. So he's going to the bedrock. So what does he do with the earth that he removed? Rishu says he could make a pile of the earth in the Rishus HaRabim, therefore it's clear he's not using this for planting purposes, and then afterwards he'll remove it. But there's a little problem over here. He's causing obstructions in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says, "Gedel shem mekalkel Rishus HaRabim mekalkel yisaskenu." You now let it be mekalkel the usage of Rishus HaRabim. Cannot make obstructions of Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, don't make obstruction and don't be metakin. Don't put it in the Rishus HaRabim at all, because even for temporary purposes, one is prohibited to put his soilus, to put his waste matter in the Rishus HaRabim in a fashion that will disturb the usage of the people walking in the Rishus HaRabim. Ma'yaseh ba'ofa, what should he do with ofa? Tzayim b'tzayis v'deh k'zeh ha'mazavim. He should make piles in his field, like we learned in the beginning of the parak, of someone who is removing the manure into his field. He has to make these three large piles. The same thing as the person who's digging holes and he wants to use a pit he wants to use for water in his field. He should also take the earth and make it into large piles in a fashion that's recognizable, that he's just making a pile of earth and not fixing up his field in any fashion. So this is the way we paskin, that one is not permitted to put his waste matter in the Rishus HaRabim even for a temporary period of time, because in a temporary period of time he's doing matter in the Rishus HaRabim, he has to find some other way of getting rid of that. In our case, even though Shemitah is allowed to put in his field, as long as he makes it into these large piles of earth.